Hey guys, my name is Khumalemo and I lead advocacy for students and emerging markets for the Power Platform at Microsoft. And welcome to day two of Start Dev Change. We're all really excited to bring this to you from wherever you guys are. And today, I will be showing you how you can build your very first Power app from scratch. For those who might not know, Microsoft Learn is a really awesome resource where you can get free online training on how to leverage some of Microsoft's coolest technologies, such as the Power Platform. If you head on over to the link at the bottom of the screen there, aka.ms/sdc/powerup, this will take you to a Microsoft Learn learning path where you can learn more about building Power Apps. You can watch Start Dev Change on Twitch, on our Microsoft Developer channel, as well as on Learn TV. On both platforms, please do not be afraid to ask any questions during the stream, and we will do our very best to answer any concerns that you might have. I will be available on Twitch 30 minutes after, 4:30 minutes after my session to answer any questions that you might have about what I've spoken about. But I'll also be available on Twitch throughout the entire day to answer any other Power Platform questions you guys might have. So let's get right onto it. If you've just tuned in, the order of the day is Microsoft Power Platform, which is an amazing platform that enables anyone to create solutions for business needs without any prior technical experience. So this platform was built to target not only tech experts, but also, and most importantly, the millions of other frontline workers who see opportunities every day, but due to a lack of expertise in the tech industry, they've been unable to do anything about it. The Power Platform implements this vision via its cloud-based services of Power BI, Power Apps, Power Automate, as well as Power Virtual Agents. Power BI is a business analytics tool that delivers insights for analyzing data through visualizations, which make up reports and dashboards, and to enable fast and informed decisions. Power Apps, which is the focus of the session, is our low-code application development platform, allowing anyone to build web and mobile apps without writing code. Power Automate lets users create automated workflows between applications and services. And then we have Power Virtual Agents, which enables anyone to create these really powerful chatbots using a guided no-code graphical interface. But now, if you want to leverage the full potential of the platform, there are various cross-cutting features which enable you to do just that. Like AI Builder, which lets you incorporate AI capabilities into your apps. We also have the Common Data Service, which allows you to securely store and manage your data in a scalable data service and app platform. And then we have the data connectors, which allow you to connect your apps right into your business data from wherever your data is stored. So with that, I think it's time to just get right into the actual building of the app that we will be doing for this session. So let's do that. Right. So right now I'm in make.powerapps.com. And this is where this is sort of like the one-stop shop for all things Power Apps. Power Apps, you can create flows here, your PBAs, your chatbots, as well as other things like CDS and AI Builder. Right. So what I'm going to be doing is we're going to scroll down here to create a Canvas app from blank. So if you just watched the previous session, you learned about creating an app from data. But for this one, we're going to be creating an app from the ground up. So we'll call this task check, and then we will choose the phone format, and then we'll have that create the app for us. Now, I just wanted to take your attention to OneDrive, which is where I've actually stored the data that we'll be using for this app. For this particular app, I'm using Excel as a data source. And that data source is basically an Excel spreadsheet, which I've uploaded to my OneDrive account. Now make sure that you log into the same account on OneDrive that you have logged into Power Apps. Otherwise, Power Apps will not be able to read the data in your OneDrive account. So let's actually take a look at the data that we'll be working with. And basically we have two tables here. One is a table of students and the other is a table of tasks that each student has been assigned. So the overarching scenario that we are working with is basically a group of students at college who have a group project, and they just have different tasks that have been assigned to, and this app will help them track what each student is doing. That's basically what we are working with. So I'm going to actually close this Excel sheet, because if you have your Excel sheet open while using it within Power Apps, you might run into some errors there. So while we were busy talking, when we created the app, Power Apps provisioned an environment for us where we'll be able to build the app from scratch. Right, so the first thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be adding my data into Power Apps. So on the left-hand pane here, if you click on this cylinder, that represents the data within your app. And basically in the search bar, what I'm going to search for is OneDrive for Business. Now, OneDrive for Business is the connector that allows us to connect to the Excel spreadsheet and bring that into our app. I have already created a connection here, but you might not have this connection. So for you, you might be met with this screen here on your right, where it'll ask you to connect to OneDrive for Business. And then what that will do is that will begin to scan your OneDrive account for any Excel files that you might have. So I've stored my Excel file in a folder called SDC, and the name of that Excel file, as you saw earlier on, was data. So we'll select that, and then it's going to ask us to choose the tables which we'll be using within our app. And in our case, we're going to be using both of those tables that I showed you earlier on. So let's connect those within our app. Once they're connected, now we're able to use those two tables within our app. So let's go back to the tree view here, which is basically a list of all the components that are within our Power App. So now what I'll be doing is I'll just click on this button here to rename the screen. And the reason why I'm renaming the screen is because when you build bigger Power Apps, it is likely that you'll have duplicates of some of the various components that you use. So renaming components is a really great skill or a really great thing to do, because then you are able to refer to these components at a later stage. So in our screen, I'm going to insert a label, right? And that label will just serve as our banner here on top. And it's really easy in Power Apps because you can just go to home and you'll be met with the UI that's very similar to Microsoft Word, where we can change background color, change the text. Maybe you want to make the center, and maybe you want to increase the size of that text. So I'm just going to double click this and call that students, right? Because this will be the list, the page where we will just be displaying our student list, right? So how do we take the data from Excel and display it in our Power App, right? So we're going to go to insert here on top, and we'll be inserting a gallery, right? So in Power Apps, a gallery is just a really cool way of displaying data for your users, right? So the first thing it's going to ask us is what data source is going to be powering this gallery, right? And we're going to be using students, right? So since we've added that data source earlier on, it already knows what data we're going to be needing, and it has populated the gallery based on what we have chosen. So before I do anything else, I'm going to be renaming the gallery the same way how I renamed the screen. So I'll just call that Students Girl, so that I can refer to that later on. Now, just like that, we see our app here. Now there's this abstract data which is showing, which might make sense to you and I as a developer of this app, but as a user coming in, they won't necessarily understand what is going on. So what we can do is we can just on the right here, under fields, right, we can click edit and we can choose what fields are going to be displayed on our gallery. So for title, we can change that to first name. And then for subtitle, we can change that to role, right? And then we can exit that. And basically now that makes a little more sense to people who are coming in to use this app. Okay, now that we have our students, we need to display the tasks that have been assigned to each of those students. So for that, we need a new screen, right? On the top left here, we can click on new screen, then we'll click on blank. That brings in a blank screen. We'll rename that. We'll call that the task screen. And then we also need a title bar, like in the main screen. So what I'll do is I'll just copy this label over, just right-click, copy, right-click, paste. And then once that's there, we can change this to tasks, right? Don't be afraid of copying and pasting within Power Apps. Some people might call you lazy. I will call you efficient, right? So again, let's add another gallery to display the list of tasks, right? So we import that. Now it's asking what data source. This time we will select tasks, right? And the overall display of our data here needs to be different from how we display the students. With students, we have a picture, we have the name, we have the role, but in the task screen, we just want to see the name of the task. So we need to change the layout of this gallery to do just that. On the right here under layout, you're gonna click here and then we'll click on title, right? And this will say that we only want to display a title, just one line of information in our gallery. So we just move that there and it's pre-selected the type of data that we need, but we can actually change this to say, under fields, we'll change it to say we want to display the task itself. So that's pretty sweet. Now we have the students and we have the task, right? But now when I'm on the main screen, let's actually run this app by selecting the play here in the top right. When I'm on this screen, how will I then be able to go to the next screen, right? I need to add some navigation controls so that I can move between those screens. Okay, so the first thing, we need to move from the main screen to the task screen. Let's click on this arrow, right? And then we make sure that in our property bar here, we've chosen on select, right? We'll remove that. And basically what we'll say is, we're gonna type the words navigate to task screen. We're going to use our arrows to go down to our selection, and then we'll press tab to fill that selection out. So this is one of the reasons why it's always good to rename your screens, because it'll become easier to refer to them, right? So what I've done is I'm saying whenever someone clicks on this button here, I want to navigate to the task screen. And the reason why this formula is underneath the onSelect property is because onSelect basically means what happens whenever I select the specific control. So when I select this arrow, it needs to do this. And in this case, it's going to navigate to our task screen. So let's run this app and test this out. That took us to our task screen. But now, how do we go back to our student screen? right? We need to add a back button. So in under insert here on top, we'll go to icons, and then we will click on this left arrow. We'll plug that into the top right there. That dark blue doesn't look too good, so we can easily just change the color of that. And now we have a back arrow, which will take us back to the previous screen. How do we implement that? We select it. We look for the onSelect property. You see now it says false, meaning that when I select this arrow, nothing is going to happen. So we need to remove that, and then we'll say navigate back to the main screen. Right. So let's actually run this, and now we can move between the screens. But now notice one thing is that when I select this user, it's these list of tasks. When I go back and select another one, it's the same list. So now we need to think about filtering the tasks so that for each user, we only display the tasks that have been assigned to them. How exactly are we going to do this, right? On the task screen, we're going to click on our gallery, right? And then we're going to go to the top here where it says tasks under the items property. So right now, the items of this gallery is taking all the data from the tasks table in our data source, in our Excel spreadsheet. So we need to filter this to be able to only show the tasks relevant to that specific student. So we will be using a very simple formula here called filter, which allows you to filter data on a set of predetermined conditions. In our case, you want to filter the task table. And how exactly do you want to filter that? We want to filter the tasks where the student number, which is assigned to that task, is the exact same student number that was selected on the previous screen. So in our previous screen, we have a gallery called student gallery. We're going to say dot selected. Then we're going to say dot student number. So now basically what this formula is saying is that whatever on the previous gallery, which is called students gal, whatever students we selected, we need to save or keep track of their student number. And then we're going to use that value to filter out the other student numbers within the second table, which is TAS, right? So if I were to go back to our home screen here and just play this app, if I go to the first user here, I only have the two tasks that have been assigned to me, right? To my task, that match my student number. If I go somewhere else, right? Then this is the task that have been assigned to that student, right? So we've done quite a bit, but before we move on, let's actually rename this gallery here to task gallery so that we can refer to that gallery later on. So now that we have the task, it will be nice to sort of have a personal feel to this app, right? This title is great. It tells me what the screen is, but it doesn't tell me what this screen is for, who are these tasks for, that kind of thing. It would be nice for me to know that information, right? So what I'll do is, in this text here, I'm going to say task for, right? And then I'm going to have a space. Then I'm going to use the ampersand sign. And in Power Apps, the ampersand sign basically means taking two values and joining them together, right? So we have the first value, which is task for. Then the second value is going to be whatever I selected in the previous gallery, right? I want their first name. That's basically what I'm saying. So I'm using this ampersand sign to say Let's actually get that. Sorry. First name of okay. We actually want their first name. So this is actually going to say in our gallery when we press play, when we click on this, it needs to display the first name. So there's a bit of an issue here. Why do I have those brackets? Okay, cool. So there you go. Right, if I select this user here, it will display that user's name. This user, it'll display that user's name. Now the app has a bit of a personal feel. Now, what if I want to add a new task for our users, right? There should be some sort of form where I'm able to add a new task. But before the form, I need a button that will allow me to add that new task. So under insert, I'll click on button, and then we'll bring that down, and then we'll just change that text. We'll double click there and change that to new task, right? So under new task, it needs to take us to a new screen, which we'll then add on the left here. So on the top here, under new screen, we won't choose blank, we'll actually choose form, right? And this will allow us to add a new task with the form. Let's rename this form as we've renamed other screens. So let's call that task form, right? Now that we have our form, let's change this a bit. So we'll say task form up there as well. And then over here, this is a form, but it's empty because it's not connected to anything. So on the right-hand side here, on the data source, we're actually gonna click that button there and click the task table. So basically, Power Apps now understands that whatever data is set inside this form is going to save to which table. In our case, we want the data to save to the tasks table, right? So now that we've added the data source, now we need the fields, right? Which fields do we want to be displayed on our form? So in our case, we want the student number and we want the task. So let's click on add. Now we see those two values on our form, right? So if under task, these are tasks for Joe, and I click on new task, obviously we need to assume that we are adding a new task for Joe. So how exactly are we going to make sure that whatever task we added is going to be assigned to the student in which we have come from, right? So let's go back to our task and let's actually set a default value for the student number, right? In forms, we can't edit the fields themselves. Before we edit them, we need to unlock them because forms, they work with very sensitive data and you need to be sure about whether or not you want to edit. So let's actually, on the right-hand side there, we'll go to advanced. Then we'll unlock that property. Once it's unlocked, then we can set the default value, as you can see here. We're gonna set the default value to the task gallery, right? Whatever we have selected in that gallery, and we want the student number. So there you go. Wherever we come from, it's going to pass that student number into our task form and have it displayed here. But obviously as developers, we want this to happen in the background. We don't want the user to see this. So how do we hide that this data card? We're gonna click on it as I've done here, go back to properties here on the right, then at the bottom under visible, we'll just turn that off, right? And now, as you can see, we only have the task, which we can add new tasks for the students. Okay. Another thing we need to take note of when we're dealing with forms is what happens when you save, right? As we can see here, if we click on this tick, we see the word submit form, and inside we have edit form one, right? Edit form one is referring to this particular form, right? That's the name of the form. So what this tick is saying, it's saying we're going to submit the form, right? And then what we want the app to do after the data has been submitted, we want to navigate back to the task screen so that we can see exactly where that task is coming from. We want to see exactly where the task has been saved, right? So let's actually do that now. Let's go back to Joe. Let's play this. Let's add a new task, right? And again, this button is not working because we actually haven't added the navigation property. Let's navigate to our task. The reason why there's no item to display is because with forms, we have form modes, and form modes allow us to then.
All right, well, sorry about the network issues. What are you going to do?